So, this is going to be kind of mind-boggling to the new people who've never heard this before, but that's all right. It's all right. It's time to hear this stuff. So, every system down here in 3D has a priest class. Now, the priest class in 3D is pretty much the magician priest class. It's pretty much lies, you know. God taught Israel how to have priests and kings and prophets and all. He taught Israel directly. And as a born-again saint, God can teach you directly if you're really serious about it. But the magician priest class, what did they create in 3D? They created a bunch of boxes. Now, if you read the Bible and rightly divide it, you'll find out that some people, well, everybody starts out as a tutor, as a student. And so you go to the teacher until you become an adult. So the 3D box system is a teaching system. It's a repeat cutting machine. It's a 666 mirror image of your flesh mind to cut you. So the magician priest class, they're just gonna, like, all their every system has a box. The math, the science. CERN, what is CERN? Discern. CERN is trying to cut up the particles into the smallest parts. What do you do when you discern? You break things into the smallest parts. So as a priest, as a priest unto God, what does God want you to do? Cut it into smaller and smaller parts and see what this place really is. You intercede for other people, though, right? Prayer. Jesus is a prophet, priest, and king. So you can actually be a prophet, priest, and king in following after him, under him. He's the ultimate prophet, priest, king. So you can be a prophet, priest, king following after. But you got to be careful not to be like the magician priest class. So where did that all start? It started in Genesis 3. God was training Adam. He named all the animals. God was training Adam how to be the prophet, priest, and king. But Adam fell. The second Adam, he succeeded. The first Adam died. The second Adam brought life. He rose from the dead. So the second Adam, Jesus, rose from the dead and sent back the Holy Spirit to teach you. The first Adam dropped everybody down into sin, right? Eve was in the deception. What happened there? Eve wanted to be her own priest through a demonic spirit. That's what the witches are doing. That's what the Freemasons are doing. That's what the Jesuits are doing. So they're listening to a demonic spirit, and they can create systems. Every nation has a priest class. Every city council, every business. Everybody's got a priest class over them of some type. Jesus told us who the magician priest class are. If it was, it still is. Call no man father. Call no man master. Call no man rabbi, for you're all brethren. So why, you know, there's neither male nor female in Christ. So the Holy Spirit in you is the truth, the priest class. And so I just woke up, so my conversation's a little bit not as much in the flow. So the priest class is filling, the magician priest class is filling you full of lies. Yeah, it works for about 10 years, then the bottom crashes, and then it reboots. They have to reboot every 10 years. And they've already got it. They already got the priest class system set up for the next 50 years. They create these lies that everybody's in a box, and they, because they're in the flesh mind, they don't see the lie. Everybody's in delusion and deception. There's different ways, just like the plumbing, the electrical, the carpentry. There's different ways to build a house. But the priest class set up a certain way, a certain law and rules to follow. electrical code, plumbing code, building code. There's other ways to do it, but they have their code, their codex. And that's what I'm talking about. The Bible, the word code goes back to codex, goes back to book, goes back to Bible. And so God has a code, but the system has a code. But the system's code is law and letter and killeth. But God's code is spirit and life and freedom. I've noticed there's two codes playing out all the time. I can go down the highway. Let's say I can go over here to Home Depot. Home Depot has a system, some priest class system. And the wood is like, you buy a piece of plywood and it costs about $1,000 now. It's expensive. I'm joking about $1,000. But it's cost you a lot of money just to buy a piece of a 2x4. But I can go down the highway in God's code and I can see a 2x4 laying on the side of the road and I can pull over and pick it up and it's free. I can go down the highway if I'm observant and I'm thinking about something I need. Let's say I need a piece of plywood. I can go down the highway and do some Uber and I'll actually see a piece of plywood on the side of the road. It's a free system. The magician priest class is letter of the law killeth. Now, in the flesh, you need some kind of boundaries and you need some kind of rules because people don't walk in love. And they don't walk in truth, so they need something to regulate their old flesh mind, their flesh. They don't walk in love. They walk in hate. They walk in envy. They walk in greed. So there needs to be laws. So the priest class in 3D sets up all these little boxes, electrical code, the law code, the attorneys and the lawyers and the judges, the... And you see it in the Bible, God gave out the law, but the law was designed to draw you to Christ. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So the magician priest class is still under law. That's why the whole system's under works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. The whole system's under a works-based system. That's all you know from a child in your school, in the military. Everywhere you go, the magician priest class creates all these boxes, and you need them for a season. But as you start to wake up, you see it's nothing but a cult. It's nothing but the flesh. It's a mirror image of your flesh mind. But when you step into grace and faith, it's a mirror image of the spirit mind. You don't need a law. You're a law unto yourself. You become your own priest class, your own prophet and king under Christ, the Holy Spirit in you. But you've got to get the knowledge. You've got to get the experience. You've got to go through enough cycles. You've got to be birthed into that freedom. And that birthing process starts with faith. That's why some people say, well, why are they saved and they're still in a box? Because they haven't birthed into the spirit walk. The spirit walk, directly getting information from God. You don't need a pastor. You don't need a preacher. Those guys are good. Dallas Seminary is fine for a season, but eventually you don't need them. They don't even, I've never heard them talk about what I'm talking about right now because they don't know. They don't understand. They don't understand that the 3D system is a cube, 666 box, hive mind system from the magician priest class trying to keep you in a box. And when you get birthed out of the box, it's just like birthing out of the woman's box, you become free. You no longer need the mama, the machine to function. Because you got birthed out of the box. Now what's going to happen is when you become your own person, not stuck in a box, you think outside the box, you're going to start to be free, right? And when you're free, other people are going to want to be in your vicinity. They want to be like you, but they can't because they're still in the flesh mind. So what do? You give them a box. Not that you're in the box and not that you want them to stay in the box, but you give them boundaries. You give them a 666 box reflection is what they need to keep, hold them accountable because the flesh, if they will destroy themselves. If they try to be free while in the energy of the flesh, they will destroy themselves. You give them a little box. You get them a little box house, a box room, a box place, a box car, a box whatever. You put them in a box. But at the same time, you're feeding them truth and hoping that they get birthed out of that box and become their own podcaster, their own leader, their own prophet, their own priest, their own king, their own... They're outside this box system. And I, like I said, it's a system, because Eve is the flesh side of Adam. And so the system, that's why it's called crisis. The system always has crises because it's crisis. The cis in the flesh always has a crisis. Now, the spirit-filled woman, she can see through the crisis. She still has that tendency, but she can see through the game and she can overcome. But the box system is a system. It's a system. The sister dropped us all down into time. So the box system is a time system. It's a time cube. And CERN is just trying to break the particles down to the smallest element. So when you break the particles down, rightly divide the word of truth and break this truth down to its smallest elements, what do you get? You get cut, turn, union, and flow. So then what do you get? You realize this place is about cutting you back, cutting you out of Babylon, cutting you back into God, into oneness, that you might be turned, birthed. Turn is vulva, the female body part, to birthing, the volute, to turn you out into union with God, that you might flow. So then when you're back, so the whole system is a cut, turn, union, flow. And discern or CERN can't do anything greater than that. I use the etymology and I use the objects and the colors and the shapes and the symbols. And I rightly divided this as a hologram. And CERN or discern is not able to discern the truth because they're using a magician priest class law system to try to figure it out. And it's spiritual. It's all spiritual. The natural realm's going back to the earth. The spirit realm's going up. The spirit realm's going up. The natural realm's going down. You're wasting your time trying to figure it out in the energy of the flesh. You need the Holy Spirit to teach you. So, there you go. I didn't go into detail like I wanted to because I had a short run. I had a 10-minute run to this restaurant, and I gotta go. But I'm going in a box cube. The Subway box cube system is fake reality. I can make this sub for $1. They charge me $9. You know?